Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
What do you bring to the table? So today, I'm going to settle this once and for all. You can come with your question. Please put there for me 30 minutes for this message and 20 minutes for the question. So if the questions have started coming, I will have to round off to take your questions. If the questions are not coming, so I'll spend 50 minutes to teach this very, very important topic. Whether you are a Muslim, you are a Christian, you are an unbeliever, you better listen to this. Every marriage has a table. And whether you are a man or a woman, male or female, there's something you will put there. Please, for God's sake, don't mind those clowns that are putting their breasts on the table and saying that is what they have to offer. So I'm going to be teaching you today. All singles here, congratulations. You know this one in life, you know peace forever. All married people here, you hear this one now, you receive sense, and your marriage receive direction. Can I hear a big amen? The first service, I was teaching on why good guys, good ladies, they marry wrongly. And the Lord laid in my heart that I should mentor some youth. If you want to join them and you are just coming as a youth, please see Pastor Mike. It's a mentorship program. If you cannot fast, don't join. If you cannot pray, don't join. Because we will fast. We will pray. I will drill you. Genesis chapter 2 verse 15. I have answer. Don't join. Don't join. So what do you bring to the table? Is what I'm going to be teaching you as a man. What should a man bring to the table? What should a woman bring to the table? God took the man and set him down in the garden of Eden to walk the ground and keep it in order. You're not talking, it's not good. Message Bible now. Shall we read together? Message now, look at. God took the man and set him down in the garden of Eden to walk the ground and keep it in order. Now go back to Genesis chapter 2 verse 15. KJV, put KJV there. Now read KJV, everybody go now. Whether you like it or not, every marriage has a table, and it's important for your table to be set as a man before you marry. Asking a woman what does she bring to the table is not good. It's not spiritual. But for a child of God, truly, there are things you bring to the table as a lady, and I'm going to be showing you. Anytime you see a table, there must be a chair. Follow me. Look at me. Marriage is a shared space. And everybody must have their contribution on that table. Somebody say, I hear you. The shared place where two people or more meet, where love is served, trust is exchanged, and dreams are built. Marriage is a shared table. Where love is shared. Love is what? Love is served, sorry. Trust is shared. And dreams are built. You have no right to eat from the table where you don't give anything. Follow me. Amos 3:3 says, can three walk together except they agree? Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're on my left, you're on this side. They said you have heart problem. Seriously, to you it's a difficult thing. The Lord said, I have started to heal your heart gradually. Amen. Here, when God said it, and I say it, now so if we go anywhere, you will come back and tell me. It's not pride. Don't be afraid. That heart problem is not going to kill you. Amen. Until you have faith, keep me taking your medication. You just see that. What happened? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Your marital banquet. All frustration, they are shaped by whatever you bring or you both bring on the table. No matter how rich your spouse is, no matter how influenced they are, Every one of us, whether you're male or female, you must bring something to the table. Because you have your space to fill. Even as children grow, they have something to bring to the table. Go and buy beans. No, be so. Go and buy this. Go and bring water. Why? Because all of us are going to eat from the... So everyone has a space on the table, and everyone has something they must bring to the table. Now let me ask you. As you are looking at me here now, everyone here, or maybe you are in a relationship, and I need you to answer me sincerely. What are you bringing to the table of your family, to the table of your relationship? What are you bringing there? Are you there to consume or to contribute? Are you there to feed, to eat everything that's on the table? Or you are there to drop something there? Or you are there to drain it? Are you on that table? Most time we don't play on the table. As a partner, or you're on that table as a figurehead? I'll be telling you some things today, you'll be angry. I want to beg for your forgiveness before I start. From the table we all receive love. From that table we receive peace. We receive respect. Yeah, from the table we receive intimacy, we receive partnership. From the table. But that table is directly connected to what each and every one of us we are bringing to the table. Whether you're a male or female. Are you bringing value or violence to your table? Are you bringing support or sabotage on your table? I'm just asking before I show you what a man should bring there. Are you bringing peace to the table or you are bringing pressure? You might have to go and watch this again on YouTube or watch it again on our Facebook page. Are you bringing blessing to that table, sir? Or burden? What are you bringing to that table? Are you bringing impact? Are you bringing income? Or you are bringing insult to that table? What are you bringing to the table? Permit me to ask you, please, to tell somebody beside you for me, what are you bringing to the table? You know, you are not going to answer them. Just ask them for me. It's good. Let me hear you. Ask them again. Are you bringing sweet memories or painful, many painful mysteries? What are you bringing to the table? Are you bringing goodwill or grudges? What are you bringing to the table? Yes, I know you are a child. I know you are a woman. But what are you bringing? Are you bringing growth to the table? Or you are bringing groaning to the table? I will start from men. Are you bringing selfishness to the table? Or selflessness? Let's start from men. I hope you know. Marriage is not about what you need. Marriage is about what we build together. Should I say it again? Marriage is not about what you need. Marriage is about what we will build together. Okay. So let's start with the men. Men, are you ready? So as a man, what should I bring to the table? Take this and know peace. I know they lie to you. And when they say somebody is a man, biologically, when they call you a man, that means you are grown. You are a grown male. You are grown with time, biologically. They call you a man. For the fact that you are a man does not make you that you have fulfilled your destiny. Mm-mm. Biology and time made you to be man. But being a man is a choice. So biology and time made you a male. Being a man is by choice. Every man in this house, you will not be a failure. Amen. Biology and time made you male. Being a man is a what? A choice. Don't forget that. See, the real men are not born, they are built. Then, situations, circumstances, betrayal will make you to be formed. Will build you. Number one. I give you 9 things a man should be to the table. And because of time, I'm going to be giving you as a bullet. One, when I say bullet, I'm not shooting you. Say bullet. Don't worry. Number one, vision. Bible says in Proverbs 29 verse 13, Amplify, where there's no vision, no revelation, people perish. Where there's no vision, no redemptive revelation of God, people perish. Oga, do you even have the vision of the table you are sitting on? You're asking, what I mean, do you even have the vision of the table that you are in front of you? You might be able to tell a woman that you have been invited to that table, the vision you have for both of you for the next 1 year, for the next 2 years. See, any man that is not telling you about his vision, it's not there for your, it's not there for anything, no. It's there for a while. You must have a vision for your life and for the people that are in that family. As a man, I'm asking you, what do you bring to the table? Vision. See, a woman works better with a man that has a vision. In fact, you might not have all the money, but your vision keeps you, keeps her around your life. She's a helper, and she can help you if your vision is clearer. Can I pray for the men in the house? That time is so sire. Ah, men, receive clear vision. So, vision will make your household to compel and submit to you. My children, I can say they are still little. They are coming to, you know, they are 20, they are like that, 21, 23. There are things I start telling them, this is what we are going to do. This is what you are going to do. There are some of you here, my daughter, I used to tell you, this is what you are going to do. What I'm telling you, I am sharing the vision with you. Oh, I pray for all the men again, sir. In the place of vision, you will not be confused. Amen. Ah, I'm afraid of you, sir. If your wife is the one that carried the vision. Somebody said in this church, among her friends, in front of everybody, he said, in our house, my mother is the one in charge. He said, my father is just there. I said, she shouldn't have said that. And both her father and mother, they are in the church here. It's bad. I don't know what happened to you, sir, that you lost your vision. But where there's no vision, people perish. Let me leave that one. Time is going. See, when you know your vision very well, whatever the woman is bringing to the table, you will manage it well. Because you know your vision. Your vision is not about her vision. Her vision is a sub-vision. Am I confusing you? When I come to compound this thing again, this man will be confusing, pensing. Don't be confused. Receive sense. Number two. What should I bring to the table as a man? Leadership. A man is the head of the house and a leader. Being a head is not about superiority, it's about responsibility. You understand? It's about what? It's not superiority, it's what? Responsibility. Don't forget that one. And being responsible means you are going to be caring and not selfish. You are going to be what? Caring and not selfish. Benny. Look, being a leader, you will have to initiate solution to what we don't even know. You don't know it though. But because you are the leader, you must find time, get information, humble yourself, gather information, and save the day. Men in the place of leadership, you will not fail. Amen. I'm not hearing you. I'm only hearing Brother Benson. I say, you will not fail. Amen. Number three, because of time. I'm running because of time. Daddy, take your time. If I take my time, we'll leave here too. As some of you have planned for your life. I'm not going to come up with you. Number three, security or protection. There are three types of protection or security you have to give as a man. Number one is emotional. Number two is physical. And number three is financial. Oga, how ready are you to protect this table? Trust me. Because this table is very, very competitive. If you don't know how to protect or secure your family emotionally, physically, and financially, don't worry, I'm coming to spiritual later, there's going to be a problem. And when I say emotionally, emotionally means don't toy with her emotion. Let her be able to trust you. You must love and cherish her. A woman stay with you for 40 years. She still want to be sure you still cherish her. She still want to be sure she still matter to you. Security, physically, protect her from your mother. Every guy here, you know your mother. How your mother brought you up. If she brought you up in a wicked way, she's going to be very, very brutal to your wife. Benny. I have good parents. They tried their best. But when I was going to marry, I was going to marry on Thursday. I called my mom the Thursday before that Thursday. And I said, "Mom, see, you know, I'm marrying next week Thursday. You are no longer the first lady. You are now going to be the second lady. Don't come to my house without telling me. And when you come to my house, sit in one place. Don't put your mouth in whatever that does not concern you. Don't intimidate my wife. Don't harass my wife, or you will not come to my house again. And if you think I'm lying, ask them. They might be watching me now. I'm in charge of my house." Number three, which is under security, is financial. You should be able to put your family in a house that when you are not around, they are secured. In a house, an environment that is safe, not the environment that the girl child cannot go out. A woman was going out 9 o'clock to buy bread, and the people on the street almost raped her. Then the husband took her away from there immediately. Your daughter is going to school, and they are saying, you should know, sir, that you should take that family out of there. Men, say, "I hear you."
Yes,
number four, attention. The first thing a man brings to the table is what? The second thing a man brings to the table is what? The third thing he brings to the table is what? The fourth thing he brings to the table is attention. No matter how high class a woman is, know this today, that there's something they are appealing for. There's something they are craving for, and that is attention. No man can survive without the attention of her husband. In fact, if you want to frustrate your woman, don't give her attention. No matter how she pretends, she craves for it, that she give her attention. Attention from you breed affection in her. Attention from you breed affection. In fact, attention from you make her to be more beautiful. No matter how financially available you are, without giving your woman attention, look at me, you frustrate her. Have you ever taken time to tell her, "This is what is beautiful about you"? Have you ever taken time to tell her, "This is what is wow"? Have you ever taken time? Even when you finish eating, there is no attention. There's nothing. You will be poisoned. It's just a matter of time. They will poison you. Number five, integrity and accountability. The Bible said, Matthew 5:37, he said, "Let your yes be yes, but let your communication be yes, yes, no, no. For whatever is more than this, evil is coming." Integrity in your relationship is very, very important. Integrity. Most men don't have integrity. See, your integrity will make your woman to have a sound sleep. And when a woman suspects that there is something fishing about you, woman, they will not stop until they catch you. God give them that one. They are police. I'm telling you, they will not sleep until they will catch you. Have you noticed when somebody is pregnant around the woman, the woman who impregnated you, have you noticed? When somebody is pregnant around the woman, who impregnated, they want to know, is he my husband? Is he my son? Or who? That's the woman for you. They are natural police. And if they catch you, be looking straight. Be looking where? Good. And as you look straight, may your life be straight. So in your word, let your word be yes, yes, or no, no. Be accountable. Don't say, "I can go out, I can go anywhere." No, be accountable. Where are you going to? Be accountable. Have integrity. Should I continue? Number six, spiritual cover. Women are known to be prayerful. But listen to this, you will not like it. No matter how much a woman pray, the spirituality of a man surpasses 1 million, when I say 1,000, emotional blackmail of woman to God. The man is a spiritual cover of the family, not the woman. The woman is just a plus. I'm sorry for people that say, "I have a praying mother." But they, one word that your father says is powerful than 1,000 words that your mother is saying. You remember Psalm 127? Children are the heritage of God, and the fruit of the womb is the reward. Just as the bow and arrow is in the hands of the mighty. Blessed is the man that has them in his quiver. Do you remember that one was dying? And that one came and said, okay, check the Bible. Genesis 35, verse 17. And women are prayerful, I know. Ah, women won't be a bastard at all. But the spirituality of men surpasses 1,000 blackmail, 1,000 tears, 1,000 emotional noise to God by women. Genesis 35 verse 17. Men, come and see. And it came to pass when she was in hard labor that the midwife said unto her, fear not, thou shalt have this son also. I was the one that read that one. Read verse 18. Everybody go now. She called his name what? Benoni. And his father, look at, but his father changed it. The father can change the spiritual atmosphere of the house. If the father of Jacob, Jabez was alive, and his name wouldn't be Jabez. I can't believe you are sleeping now, sir. It's a taboo. His name will not be Jabez. Because the father will have received from God and given him a good name. Look at me here. If your father is spiritual here, fear them, serve them, love them. It's not easy to be spiritual. This world is too superficial. And everything in this world is distracting. The man is the spiritual cover of the house. Somebody say, I hear you. Then, yeah, women pray, Lord. But when a man prays, sir, you are the priest of that table. You break the bread. You pour the wine. Share the wine. Don't say, I thank God my wife is praying. Something is wrong with you, sir. And I pray for you, you receive deliverance. It's not your wife. This is just a plus. 21 days dry fasting of a woman is good. 3 days of a man is dangerous. They are priests. It's no joke. It's not easy to wear trousers. Forget about what you are wearing as a jeans. Now, men, you are happy, Abby? Number 7. What does a man bring to the table? Your body. Do you have a good body? Is your manhood working? Or you are just a man by mouth? If you don't have a good body, or you are eating all the nonsense. You heard what Abdullah said, teaching about this and all the sugar you are eating. When they say you should take bitter leaf, you can't take bitter leaf. Take bitter cola, you can't take bitter cola. Take moringa, you say anyama. Take aloe vera and say, God forbid. When you don't bring your body to the table as a man, that marriage is not complete. And you are tempting your wife. All married people, you understood what I said now, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes you see men, not taking enough sleep will affect your body. Many. You must sleep well for your body to function. You must say bitter things. You must wash your colon. You must cleanse your liver. You must be delivered from pile. So that when you get to that place where you are supposed to do your duty, there is no story. You know what I'm saying? Tinumbu, this tinumbu. Never forget tinumbu in the room. You now. Not tinumbu, what is tinumbu? Number 8. Let us all know that we are in the presence of God. Number 8, money. Look at number 8, is in money. Money is in right. Money is not everything, but money is very important. Exodus chapter 10, verse 19. Imagine the list of what we have just said. 7 things before we are saying money. A feast is made for laughter, and a wine make it merry. You didn't answer me. Forget about your big boy. In your marriage, money answers a lot of things. It's painful when you let that woman do a lot of work. It's painful. It's unfortunate. It's that, in fact, when I see guys take care of their woman, I used to thank them. Somebody married a girl out from this church. And this woman meets me in our Ajawa outreach. Anytime I see them, I hold the guy's hand and I pray. And the guy say, "What?" I say, "Ah, thank you." That's all I can say. Some men are wicked. Excuse me, sir. See, today, you know how to tear somebody's pants, but you have not bought her one pant. Yeah? Is it embarrassing that you are being rejected because you don't even know how to care for her? She's not asking for everything. Just make her comfortable. Just give her a little, let her have at least so that she will not look into the hands of a stranger. I believe some men are learning something here. I told you my daughter was in a store to buy something. As they grew up, I give them card. They have a card. Once they are 18, give them a card. There should be card, money in that card. And when she was buying things, a man came. You know, Wisdom is a very tall girl. And the man came, short like you. And I said, "Hello, pretty. Hello, pretty." And she said, "Hello, sir." I said, I love tall girls. "Thank you, sir. Everything you bought here, you know, there's someone. Do you know that even now, what they call Shino is expensive? It's all the things you have bought here. Buy more, my dear, my darling. Buy more. I will pay." And she put her hand in her bag and brought out the card. I said, "Thank you, sir. God bless you, sir." And she paid. If you don't take care of your girl child and your ladies and your woman, you tempt them. You do what? You're not talking again. Women answer me that lady. They do what? They tempt you. Give them money. At least you will know that you are right. And finally, number 9, what does a man bring to the table? You must have a job. You must have a craft. You must have something that generates income for you. The Bible said, John chapter 5 verse 17, "And Jesus answered them, 'My Father worketh hitherto, and I walk.'" Work is not hard. Work is just hard for those who hardly work. All temptation come to the lazy, but some come to the diligent. Some temptation might come. I believe, men, this particular section is clear. If you have any questions, you can write it down. I have 2 minutes more to end this message. Is there any question? Number 2 now. And to the women, listen to me. When any man asks you, "What do you bring to the table?" tell them you bring 12 things to the table. And I'm going to give it to you one after the other. Know today that what ladies bring to the table is much more than money. My dear, somebody is toasting you, "I love you." Know that relationship you are entering into, you are going to give more than money. And it's good you know now, before you make mistake in life. And yeah, you're married already. What should I bring to the table as a woman? Now, unfortunately, the first thing I just said now, some women are the one bringing it to the table. Even with this, the Lord will forgive such men. Not hearing you, I said the Lord will forgive such men. So let's look together. What does a woman bring to the table? Number 1, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22. "He that findeth a good thing, He that findeth a wife, and obtain what?" So the first thing a woman brings to your table is favor. Don't be a stupid child. Somebody is asking, "What do you bring to the table?" You are not doing like this. You are doing like this. You are a stupid child. Tell the man, "I am coming to your life with what? Favor." I don't need to define it. You don't understand favor already now. Number 2. What does the woman bring to the table? She comes to your life. Bring it to the table. Her life. Her life, how? A functioning womb to give you great children. Have you seen a woman that has done CS before? Have you seen how her body is? So she comes to the table with her life, giving you children. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It is not everybody that enters the theater that comes back alive. Okay, I showed you something there. Look at it again now. Genesis 35, 17 to 18. Look at it. It said, and it came to pass when she was in her labor that the midwife said unto her, fear not, thou shalt have this son also. And it came to pass as her soul was departing, she died. Some women died during childbirth. That woman would have died during childbirth. In fact, scientists said the most excruciating pain comes during childbirth. But once they have seen their baby, the pain disappears. What is the first thing I said the woman is bringing to the table? Now, the woman you didn't say talk when I was talking before, you are talking now. So, she exchanged her life for another life. She could have died. Don't ever ask a woman what they are bringing to the table. Because they came with their life. They are bringing their life. Their life is online. Open your mouth and tell them, thank you for giving me another life. Number three. What is the woman bringing to the table? Her body. We men, naturally they said, scientifically we age 8 years. 8 years, everybody. 8 years, your body will change. 8 years, your body will change. So you can look like the same person in 1, 2, 3, 4, like that as you are growing, where we grow. Now, after we are like this, all of a sudden, you say, it just changed. 8 years. 8 years. You see, very physical, very, very strong change. You'll be like, but in the woman's body, it's not like that. Her body is forever changing. Please put 20 minutes there so that I will not overshoot. Please put 20 minutes there. I'm telling you, put 20 minutes there. I don't want to overshoot. Immediately she gives birth. I've had my father and my mother argue so many times. And one of the people I admired when I was a young boy was my mother. My mother is very beautiful. Yes. I'm telling you. I've seen several mothers. My mother beat them. You know me very well. I will tell you if she were what. I will tell you, see my mama, fine, pass your mama. No big joke. When I was young, when my mother is walking in front, I used to come at her back. Beautiful. And I said, my papa native. That's it. She's a beautiful woman. Ben, my mom. My mother did not bleach. Naturally. She taking Fanta, Coke, Mirinda. Mirinda. Come on, my mother. So anytime my mom and my father would say, I will send you out of this house. My mother would say, put my body back how you met it. That's it. Right, put my body back. Once you put it back, I will go. My father, how am I going to put it back? Your body is changing. My body is changing. But no, we can see that the woman's body is changing more than. So the thought in the woman brings to the table is her what? Not hearing again. Support is her what? Don't forget that. So when a man is asking you, what are you bringing to this relationship? Tell them, I came into your life with favor. I came to your life. My life. I came to my life, to your life. Bringing on the table, my body. Women shout hallelujah. But the fourth thing the woman is bringing to the table, her brain. A functioning brain. A woman that had no brain that is functioning is a burden, a liability. A trouble, a pain to the man. Every day you'll be talking. Every day you'll be... Every day. She will fight with this one. She will fight with that one because her brain is not functioning. She will fight with her children. She will fight with your helper. So a woman comes into your life, bringing on the table what? A functioning brain. To figure out complex issue. The Bible says they are your helper. Before somebody can help you, she must be what? Intelligent. Intelligent. Number five. Are you following me? What's the fifth thing a woman brings to the table? Respect, submission, and loyalty. Is that in the Bible? Carry Bible. Colossians chapter 3 verse 18. I read Message Bible for you. Wives, understand and submit and support your husband by submitting to them. in the ways that honor the Lord. So a woman brings respect, submission, and what? To the table. Number six. The woman brings warmth. According to Proverbs chapter 5, verse 19. Proverbs. Let her be as a loving hand and pleasant roll. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times, and be thou ravished always with her. So a woman brings warmth into the house. When the woman is in the house, that house, there is, you can see love everywhere. She brings warmth to the house. Number seven, what does a woman bring to the table? She brings her cooking skills. When you see a man soaking beans, he wants to do akara, run from him. If you marry such men, when you fight, he will disgrace you. He will not even talk to you, he'll be cooking. You are saying, my husband, you are finished. When you fight, he will not beg you because there's no. He will cook and say, look, if you like, go and eat. You see a man soaking, he wants to do more money. A man. So she comes to your life with what? Her cooking skills. She became a cook for you. She became your nanny. Yes, she became your nanny. Then, she became your nanny. She became your nurse. Shall I still continue? She became your laundry girl. Some of us cannot wash clothes. Thank God for washing machine. Even the washing machine. Number eight. What does a woman bring to the table? Spiritual backup. I hear a woman says every time, he says, I have no two people I pray for. He said, Dan, my daughter and my husband. My daughter, my husband. Yes, a woman can pray. If you have a praying man and you are backing him up, both of you will do things. So, do things. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are entering July, the seventh month. That month will favor us. Yeah. We will dedicate several cars. Yeah. We will testify of great achievement. Yeah. And July will be the first month. The things you did not receive from January, July will be like January for you in the name of Jesus. Yeah. As your Father, I have spoken, so shall it be in the name of the Father. Yeah. So shall it be in the name of the Son. Yeah. So shall it be in the name of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. When a woman is your backup, she stands at the spiritual gate. She stands with you. She stands for a household. Why? She is your backup. So a woman brings spiritual backup to the table. Number eight. That means you are following me. A woman brings to the table her talent, her purpose, and her education. If you are here and you are a woman, you say you are not educated, don't worry. I have seen women that are not educated, but they fulfill their destiny. And I say, encourage most of you, education does not mean you have fulfilled your purpose. It's just part of your assignment. Everything she has known and learned, she brings it to the table for who? For you, the man. Women, always tell your man, I am for you. Everything I am is for who? It's for you. I am yours. Her talent, all the package is for you. She brings it to the table for you. And this cannot be monetized. Hallelujah. Amen. Did you say amen? I said hallelujah. Amen. It cannot be monetized. Number 10, woman brings to the table discipline and accountability. She's not Anfani Adugo. She's not a woman that sleeps with everybody around. She can't be trusted. You know where she is by time. That, oh, she's in the market. Oh, she's so place. You know. She brings peace to your table. She's accountable. You know she did for church. She did for school. That children's school she go. She did for market. How? Because she's accountable. She's disciplined. Everybody on the street will not be greeting her and she'll be hugging people. And Baba Musili, it's not. She's not. Hello. Woman in this church, I've seen her this morning. I don't know whether she's here now. Resigned from a bank. I'm seeing her husband. When everybody has gone up, they will tell her to stay because they want to touch her. They want. And she said, I'm not. She just came to the office one day. I said, Daddy, I'm done. I said, what happened? He left. What happened? He said, I know what they want. They will post this girl to a wedding because she's not sleeping with them. That's why I'm praying for men. That God will give you money. Amen. I'm angry. Won't be no longer. God will give us money. Amen. Even your daughters, you'll be positioning them not at a disadvantaged stage in life. And she will not be able to talk to you because she feels that she has to go to work. Like God forbid. All men, stretch your hand towards me here. I want to pray on her head. You will not be a man just by name, but by destiny and fulfillment. You will be man in the real package of it in the name of Jesus. Yeah. That's okay for now. Number 11. And I'm just giving 12. Do I have any question? Thank God. No question. Thank you, Jesus. If you have a question, I will take it. I'm just joking. Number 11. What she brings to the table? Your communication partner. Most women have listening here. They are men. And that is why most children, it is my mommy, because the mother is at home to listen to them. So when a child comes and says, Dad, I want to see you, you are blessed. Take time to listen to them. Most time I'm in the parlor at night alone. My children say, Daddy, can I see you? Yes, sit down. I want to talk. Let's talk. I don't take it. No, you can't see me now. If I say you can't, I say, let's see by 6. I'm writing something now. Something came out already. I don't want it to go. My son, I come out of his room 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock. When nobody's there, I said, he was talking to me. Daddy, I want to talk to you. I said, talk. We'll talk. Say, do this. And when it's going, we'll hug. Because the woman was available to listen to their children. And likewise, as a woman, take time to listen. Men cry. Men suffer. But you will not know. Sorry, men that have shame like me, we will never tell you when there is no money in our hand. We will not share with you because you will break down. You will break down. So a smart man would just say, there's no problem, and tomorrow I'll give you. I know what? The Lord has not made me to see shame. All men in house, you will not see shame. Amen. So they are your communicating partner. You are married. Your mother is not your communicating partner again. Your brother is not your communicating partner again. Ibo kwenu. Kwe zuenu. Your brother is not your communicating partner. Your wife is your communicating partner. Should I continue? And finally, number 12. A woman. She's the one that turned the place you call a house into a home for you. You give her money for food. Give her money, she will make a sumptuous meal for you. You give her seed, she will give you a baby. But what women bring to the table is so much. But they don't know. That's why they offer themselves cheaply for men. Everywhere in the world they celebrate women. Why? Because on this earth it's a woman thing. But spirituality is a man thing. That's why spirituality, some men are never spiritual. It's terrible. It's good you know this today. Look at me. A man that is well groomed should have a table before you are even asking the woman, what are you bringing to the table? Do you even have a table? Do you have a job? Do you have a stable income? I believe this message has been preached with clarity. From today, no man should ask a woman, what do you bring to the table anymore? Because some of them actually, when a husband is lacking in any of those nine, she's going to have to do it. I heard somebody preaching that the woman is table. A woman is not the table. What do you say? Even they are the table? No. Yes, I've seen some people, you know, they're everything about women. Abusing men and telling them you are a mogul. Women are not the table, sir. They are not the table. I would say, thou prepare a table before me. So every man should have their table prepared before they go into marriage. How? Millions? No, that's not the table. The table is what you can do with your hand. The Bible says, and the Lord put man in where? A garden. So what garden do you have that is generating money to you? That is your table first. And every other thing, can you protect that lady? And I used to tell people, stop saying tomorrow will be good when today is not clear for you. Don't give birth to children that you cannot take care of, when you cannot take care of one child. Now you source for money, you suffer before you can get baby food for one child. You should know that immediately your body should be controlled. Don't say you have stupid faith and you are giving birth to children. The cry of a child that is from a poor home is very, very cursing. As she's crying, she's cursing you that God will punish you. God will punish you. Go and listen to check the tears of a baby that is from a wedding home. You can hardly hear. But a child from a cursed, poverty-stricken home. It's terrible. Am I lying? How did I know? I'm not poor. I saw poor people there. Praise God. So please stop asking a woman, what does she bring to the table? Number one, the woman comes with what? Favor. Women, are you ready? Number two, she comes with what? Her life. Women, can't you see you are special? So as you are going home, I said, I'm going to help you. Number three, she comes with her what? Her body. You see, daddy did not celebrate her men like that. Oh, men, wait now. Number four, she comes with what? Ebube. Huh? Abre, thank you. Shanjani. Number five, what does she come with? Man, he has been writing since. I'm calling now. You can't see where he wrote it again. Number seven, what is it come with? Formula. Warmth. Number eight, what does it come with? Food technology. Bookkeeping. Cooking skills. And she becomes your laundry girl, nanny, and number nine, what does it come with? Special backup. Number 10, what does she come with? Her potential? Talent? Purpose? Education. Number 11, what does she come with? Discipline and accountability. Number 11, what does she come with? Occupation? And number 12, what does she come with? I think everybody should clap for all women here. So don't ask any woman again, what does she bring to the table? Are we clear? I have 3 more minutes. I'll take the question now. And men, please, all guys here, begin to make your table. And I've taught you several times, you must know your purpose before you start proposing to any girl. Yes.
Thank you, Daddy, for your impact on us. Daddy, is the mentorship open for married people?
Is that the question?
That is a two-in-one question.
Ask is number two.
The second question.
You see, married people know they hear what. If I mentor you now, your husband will think I'm teaching you something against your home. If I mention this thing, one man used to come to my house. By the time he gets home, he gets to do the Bible. Pastor has taught another thing again, Abi. He's the one teaching everything. Anything, I mean. God will save me. Be praying for me, oh. You pray for me.
Yes, sir.
So, married people, I will mentor you on the altar. I don't want while. I'm tired. Number two.
What can a woman...
But tomorrow, if God said, I should mentor married people, if I'm mentoring married people, and I say we are fasting, you ought to fast, your husband says you are not fasting, what do I do? Are you listening to me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the man said he wants to fast, the woman said there's no fasting in this house. What do we do? So, I will only mentor you if both of you agree on mentorship. So, when you have agreed, let me know. Both of you agree, you will sign, we'll stamp it, we'll get a lawyer. Number two.
What can a woman whose husband has refused to work do? She takes care of the responsibility of the house to keep the sanity of the home and the children.
Well, we have the man is not here now, and you know me very well. I don't speak for against the person I don't see. If truly he doesn't want to work, then you need to pray. And if truly he doesn't want to work, you need to pray that God will show you the way out and God should teach you what you are going to do. And again, if it's not working, that means it's not going to be responsible. Then, and if it's not working and it's not responsible, very, very soon, I'm telling you the truth, that there will be no love there, because when burdens are shared, love grows. So when you are in this kind of thing, the only thing you can do is to start praying. Just start praying. Pray that God will send you helper. And if she sees you with a man again, she will say that you and the man is sleeping. So you have already entered one chance. You need to pray that God will help you. You need to really pray. Then get to work. And get a job. Then you pray against temptation. Because you see men taking care of their woman. And you are going to be tempted that I should be taken care of too. So I don't pray it happened to you. So if that's happened to this person, the Lord will show you a way of escape.
Amen.
That's all I can say. God bless you. Any other question? Do I have any question directly? If you want to ask me that question directly, I'll take your question directly. If there's no, okay. Please give him the microphone. I'll take your question. Anybody? Any other person? I'll take your question directly. And we'll pray.
Praise the Lord. Sir, what will the man do if at the beginning the man is bringing a lot of things on the table and the woman was bringing her little ones? Along the line, for example, the woman did and got a lot of money.
Okay.
And start traveling and meeting other people.
She's traveling.
Yes.
And the person, the man is at home.
The man is at home. Then she comes back and tell you, my status has increased. What do we do? I cannot bring my money for you. I cannot give you my money.
She says she can't give you your money.
I can't give you money. I cannot serve you. I cannot wash your clothes. I cannot pass your food.
Why are you pointing at me?
Sorry, sir.
No, I'm joking.
So if you need those things that you can go get houseboy, and you don't have money for a houseboy.
The man doesn't have money for...
The man doesn't have money for a houseboy. So what would the man do? And because of that, she doesn't want you to touch her. She doesn't want you to play with her.
Sure.
So what do you do?
Pastor Paul, thank you. Remind me to teach on the one chance marriage. I'm going to answer this elder sincerely. I pray this will not be anybody's portion here. But I'm sorry for some men here that you have somebody like me and you are suffering. You chose to suffer, so enjoy it. I'm telling you, you chose to suffer. Do what? So that's number one. Question on that, don't even bother. Every woman can be controlled if you are spiritual. Everyone can be what? If you are what? You have to be spiritual before you are financial. Then you will control her. Now, I'm going to answer you. I should have finished with that. But if that is happening to a man now, that man should know that that marriage is over. That marriage is what? I hope there's no other question again. I want to take my time to answer this one very well. Hope there's no question again. So I'm not going to take any time from anybody again. Alright, good. But the other day, a brother here, I've not seen that brother for some time, was asking, is divorce, see, people can be living together in the house and they have divorce. Their mind, see, once a marriage is not consummated, that I cannot touch, you cannot touch me, that marriage is what is offline already. The court would dissolve you now. I'm talking to people that are intelligent. I'm not just talking spiritual now. Once the marriage was nothing between all of you, the marriage is already automatically what? Dissolved. Because somebody is getting whatever he or she needed from somewhere. And listen to me now. Sirs, naturally, all men listen to me. It is natural that it's only few women that God give grace to that when their status change and the status of their man does not change, automatically they are not for you again. Some men will tell you that teach a woman, train a woman, feed a woman, you see your wife, but don't give her what you cannot afford for yourself. Don't give her. You can give her everything, but if you make a woman bigger than you, she's going to step on you. It's only few of them that can control that. See, sir, a woman can be best in everything. There must be an area where you are the Lord, and where you are the chief, and where you are the king, and where you are the priest, and from there you control everything. First, she submits to you naturally because she knows you have what she doesn't have. Once a woman know that you have nothing spiritually, nothing financially, nothing, everything, nothing, God in heaven knows, forget about church, forget about everything, that marriage is over. With that, I have explained. I should stop here immediately. So, sirs, here, listen to me now. As much as you give your wife and train your children, build a life for yourself that when everybody leaves you, you stand. When everybody leaves you, others will come around you because they know you are a blessing. If you are not a blessing to her, that is the beginning of your problem. Women are hyper in nature and they naturally bow for people that have what they don't have. Especially, that's why you see them bowing to pastor. Any pastor can sleep, manipulate women because of spirituality. Be spiritual, sir, first. If a woman is not careful, they will take advantage of her. What do you have? All men here, what do you have that your wife don't have? If you have nothing and your wife is building her life, what the Baba said now that's happened to somebody that is saying, not him in Jesus' name, is going to happen to you. Woman, God did not give Eve to Adam in an empty garden. The garden was there. The garden was named. The garden was financed. He named all the animals. He asked what spiritual this thing with God. Every evening God come down. They jaw before the woman came. Every man should build their life and stop deceiving yourself. Women are pagamos. They are high pagamos. And when they meet somebody better than you, spiritually, financially, in every way, it will take God to stop them. When they meet a man better than you financially, don't worry. It's natural that people will have money anyhow. But how about spiritual? Can you pray in tongues? Can you tell her what's going to happen to her in the next 2 days? Can you lead your family? This is how what you want to do. This is what you want to do. This is what you want to do. And you walk towards it. You wake up in the morning and you sit in the house and you say, there's no job today. I told you, all men, don't stay in the house. Get out of the house. Where am I going to? Read law. What I say should do? Read law. Then, let me actualize my name. Read law. Go out. Get out. Come to church. Look for work. When it is evening, be coming home. And when you are coming, buy something, you know, this thing, maybe 2 oranges or 3. Are you listening to me now? There must be something you have that your wife cannot have. Not in her lifetime. Permit me to teach you this. I'm not a wicked man. Make your wife comfortable. Make your children comfortable. But what do you have? What do you have? When we wake you up now, Ayo, and you wake up, what do you have? I say, everybody calm down. What do you have? Women are, wow. That's how God created them. She met a garden. She met a handsome man. She met a dog. She met animals. She met apples. In fact, she was just galvanizing everywhere because something was on ground. What's on ground in your life? I think I've made my point. I'm not hearing you. Have I made my point? Women might not be happy with what I said now, but it is the truth. And sir, I pray you are not the person, because that man has not seen anything. And when a woman starts moving, she does not stop. When a woman believes she's not under your control, she controls her life, she's in charge of her life, listen to me, she does not stop. She meets different men. And you know what? Especially when she's a go-getter, and when she's covetous, and when she wants everything, she will get it. Yes, her end might be funny, but now she will get it. And she brings it to your face. Tell that man he should have planned his life since. And if it's still happening to him, tell him to plan his life now. How? Let that marriage split. I have no apology to anybody. And if anybody come after me, I come for you. I've just taught you the truth. And nothing but the truth. And I will receive my reward. I have children. I have girls. I have a son. So nobody should come after me. I just taught you. If a man will call fellowship, you will not come. A man will call VG, you will not come. Will call program, you will not come. The person that spoke now that said that he must be a woman. That you want to come under mentorship. Men believe they know. They don't know anything. You don't know anything in the house you are. You don't know anything. It's the woman that will pray. It's the one that will take care of the children. He said, you don't know anything. Most of you are taking care of children. You are just taking care of children. You don't know any. If your child, your wife step out and your son step out, why the bastard here? Who is going to take care of you when you are sick? There's nothing. Most men don't survive when the woman walk out. But women will survive. Do you know why? Everybody will take care of her. With this 3 points of mine, I believe I've been able to convince you and not confuse you. Everybody has a share on that table. You have your share. And look at me, all ladies here, you are going to a relationship. Let the guy know I'm coming with favor. Don't let the guy see you as if you are a liability. Don't let him look at you as I pity you. Let him know you come with blessing. Most time, my wife tell me, I say, oh, you are fresh. I say, who is taking care of me? You are the one taking care of me. Let the man know that you are not just a piece of wood. Let him know you are created for him. And the Lord will bless the church. Rise up and let us pray. I want to pray for you. If you are very angry with this service, shout hallelujah. Talk now. Or remain silent forever. Oh, yeah, stretch your hands to this altar. All men that have lost their position, receive back your crown. Yeah. Come, men program, you will not come. Oh, Oshima, our panty, Yahweh. Oh, Tim, oh, come. Now, me, they tell you. A core program, you will not come. You think you know. You know nothing. Women. A 10-year-old girl, senior, a 20-year-old man. You were made from soil. She's made from your body. She's a finished product. They are intelligent.
Yes.
They say somebody says, we can't verse. They are stronger than us. Can you burn? Go burn. Yeah. Go burn. With this your waist. Go burn. You burn? Go burn. Somebody brought out a life. You put a seed. I'm praying for all the men here. Any wire song? You will not come to this world as a liability. You will not end your life as a burden. God give you wisdom to guide your home. All the 9 things that you are supposed to put on this table, for you receive sense to get them. When it's your time to perform, when it's your turn to put things on that table, you will not be a storyteller. Where your mates made it, where your mates succeed, you will not be full of stories in the name of Jesus. All ladies here, I pray for you. The Lord has set a table for you. What you will put there, you will not lack it. And I pray for you that you will live long. And I pray for you that you enjoy peace and you enjoy your children.
Amen.
And we are not burying any child here.
Amen.
I've taught you, as I've heard from God, from my heart, without bringing anything back, may this word prosper you.
Amen.
May this word prosper you.
Amen.
Even in the life to come, when they are talking about success, may you be a standing one in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are blessed.
Amen.
Go ahead and give Jesus praise.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. every other Wednesday of the month. Apart from the first Wednesday is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022. And 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity.